Welcome to C-Suite Hot Seat, the show where we put C-level executives from language service providers of all sizes in the hot seat. We will ask tough questions and get inspired answers.
My name is Eddie Arrieta. I'm the CEO here at Multilingual Media, and we do this show in conjunction with NIMSI Insights. Today, we have in our hot seat Vera Hoydong, Managing Director at Vantage Life Sciences. Hello, Vera. How are you today?
Doing very well, Eddie. Thank you. And thank you for having me here in the hot seat.
It is great to have you here today. And we just have some amazing questions that we're going to put your way. So if you wouldn't mind, let's warm up. And if you can tell us a little bit about what Vantage Life Sciences does, that'd be fantastic.
Of course. At Vantage Life Sciences, we provide language services to regulated industries, regulated markets. So we do translation and interpreting, mostly for healthcare and life sciences, because we believe everyone should have equal access to health.
That is great. And what does a managing director do at Vantage Life Sciences?
Just trying to make sure that the show runs as smoothly as it can. And most of all, just, having fun, talking to our customers and working with our fabulous internal team.
And when the managing director is not doing all these amazing things and making sure the team is running smoothly, what do you do to spend your time?
On my evenings and weekends, I have two small children. So I spend a lot of time, of course, on that. I love food, so you can always convince me to try out a new restaurant. And I love to travel like everyone else, right? Whether it's for business or for pleasure.
That is great. And I think this is great to get us started, but I would love to get into more in-depth questions about your career. Vantage Life Sciences is something that you just started doing a couple of years ago. Could you walk us through a little bit of your professional history? How did you get to do what you're doing right now? And then how did you become managing director at Vantage Life Sciences?
Of course. My career started right out of college in the language industry as a translator. So I think that was a great experience, but I felt it was a lonely job. I felt it was hard to work from home, translating all day. So then I got into project management. And so I've been on the operational side in the language industry many, many years. I've learned so much. I've worn many hats. And I literally grew with the company, Vantage. And Vantage Life Sciences was based on the footprint of Vantage. Vantage in the US is focused on government and healthcare industries. And we saw a lot of parallel with the life science industry. And we created a new business unit, a new brand under the Vantage umbrella, and that became Vantage Life Sciences some years ago. And with the purpose of focusing specifically on the life sciences market in Europe. And yes, I'm leading those efforts. So from the launch to where we are now, it's been a very exciting journey. I think all of what I learned in previous, roles and previous years of experience have helped me to get a full understanding of what the language industry is about, the services that we can offer, the solutions that we can offer to our customers, and also an understanding, of course, what the needs of our customers are.
Thank you for sharing that context. And it makes me really curious about all those many years ago and where were you, where was Vantage, and where was the language industry? Could you tell us a little bit about your experience regarding the differences on how was the language industry all those many years ago, and how has your role and Vantage evolved over the years and what it is like right now for you?
At the time, of course, my thoughts immediately go to technology. I think we all probably have that. So at the time, there was, of course, translation memory. and a TMS to manage your project. And I feel that now our industry is in a situation where we need to manage a much larger suite of tools, right? You need to really be able to offer a panorama of white panorama of tools to, you know, our teams, our linguists, the people that we work with, you know, the professionals that all make it happen, to also, of course, the, you know, the customers that really want to make the use of the best technology there is, compared, of course, with always the human talent. So I feel that has changed a lot. And I think now we're at a good time because AI has put a spotlight on our industry. And, you know, for many people that are not in the language industry, they don't really know what it's about. I mean, I have friends that still ask me what languages I translate. And, you know, that's, and I feel AI now, there has been a lot of buzz around it. And I've seen people from, you know, outside, either just in my personal life or wherever you meet people, they have been asking about our industry. And all of the changes that are happening. So I think it's pretty exciting. And I think it's pretty cool that we have that spotlight on our industry right now.
We agree, exciting times. And it seems like we don't need to be considered startups or highly technological companies. Everyone in the language industry is getting a great spotlight. And there are many young professionals that are joining the industry that are perhaps unaware of the past experiences that professionals like you have had in the industry. For those that are entering the industry, that are new to the industry, including myself, you 1 year, 2 years in the industry, what would be your advice? You've gone through a lot of different cycles in the industry. What would you tell the younger generations in the translation industry?
If it's about maybe starting your own business, I guess I would say don't overthink it, or you know, go for it, because I can be a person that spends time endlessly preparing, and sometimes you just have to just do it. And for any other professional in India, I would say try to get your hands dirty and try different roles. And I think that's also the beauty of the industry and a lot of the career paths that I've seen and my own career path as well, that you can move from, you know, the linguistic side to operations or project management or vendor management. And then, you know, delve into sales, which was one of, you know, my next steps or the paths, of course, in my career. So yeah, try to grow. And if you like the organization you're at, and if they offer you growth opportunities, take those opportunities and try different roles and see which one fits you best.
That's great advice, Vera. And I think for the untrained ear, everyone will think, oh, wow, it's been really smooth sailing for Vera. I mean, she's got all these experiences. She just got these roles. She's a managing director. She's living in Mexico. Things are fantastic. But I'm pretty sure that it hasn't been always smooth sailing. There has been challenges along the way. Are there one or two challenges that you have gone through in the industry, in your professional career, that you can point to that have helped you become the professional you are right now, or have helped you shaped the way in which you view the world today?
I think one of my personal challenges that I can share, I think, was when I went from a leadership position, an operational leadership position, to a leadership position in different areas, because I had always worked very much, you know, knowing the ins and the outs of the job in project management and leading operational teams, leading production. So I felt that was my comfort zone. I knew exactly what the job entailed. So I felt confident I could lead other people. And then I, you know, moved to a leadership role, but leading people that, you know, had different skill sets than I had, and that knew the job much better than I did. And that's good, because that's also a lesson I learned. You're only as good as the people you work with, right? And it is a challenge, you know, to hire always the people that are much, much better than you. And it's actually not even a challenge. It's an exciting opportunity I think a leader has, that you can hire people that are better, you know, in certain things than you are. But that was a challenge. So leading people in roles that I didn't help myself before, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And I imagine that as a leader, you also have to jump in from the short-term view of things to the long-term view of things and keep both stories moving along to keep the team engaged. How do you navigate those conversations? And if you can give us some details to up-and-coming leaders like myself, that would be really helpful. Do you have one-on-ones? Do you have team meetings? Do you have documentation? What are the tools that you use to make sure that you navigate those conversations with your team?
Yes, I think, you asked at the beginning what I do, right? And I think most of my time is probably spent on people, right? Working with the people on my team, working again with the people that all make it happen. And that indeed goes through, one-on-one conversations. I think face-to-face time is extremely, important. We keep, of course, meeting notes where everything is recorded and everyone knows, we're on the same page. There is goal setting, there's quarterly follow-up on those goals. So all of that, I think, is very important to stay on the same page and go in the same direction.
Fantastic. And you've talked about those things that you're spending time with, which is your team. Probably profitability is one of the things that you also looked into. Are there any other unsuspected areas of your work that you think would be worth mentioning today?
I think this year also particularly, we're very focused on improving our sales process and just our brand positioning. So every year we try to have a theme and have a focus. And I would say for AvantPage Life Sciences this year, it's about creating a robust sales process and our brand positioning.
Great. And this is not a trick question, I promise. From the work that you have done and the work your team has done and AvantPage Life Sciences, what are some of the things that have happened that make you really proud of the work that you have done over the past few years?
I think it's just making progress, making a positive impact along the way. Of course, through the language services that we offer, I think it's very meaningful that the services can make a difference in people's lives, and especially when it comes to, their health journey. It's making a positive impact along the way and also on other people and other people on me, so I guess that's what success is. Just keep moving forward. Maybe it's cliche, but it's more about the journey than the destination, as they say, right?
That is great. And I know I probably know the answer to the next question, but I will give you the opportunity to repeat yourself and praise your team again. Would you enthusiastically rehire your senior staff, the people that you work with?
Definitely. They're so much better than I am, so I couldn't do it without the team. And really, that's what makes me happy. To start work every day is the people I work with, and I learn from every day.
And I'm pretty sure the next answer is very related to this. But what makes you a great leader?
I think it's willingness. So willingness to learn from others, willingness to help others, and willingness to grow yourself. So, I feel I have the drive to always, keep learning, keep exploring, invest time in that and invest time in others. So I feel a lot is about the willingness to be a good leader and be there for other people.
Thank you, Vera, for being so open with us and sharing all these wonderful insights. I get a really great sense of what the AvantPage Life Sciences and AvantPage team probably looks like. It seems like a lot of amazing people are working with you alongside. So that's amazing. We are wrapping up the interview and we're going to get onto the last section on some fireside questions and let's see how you do here. These are short questions. There's no need to extend your answers, very short answers, if you might think about those in that way. So the first question on this section for us is, are you a person who works better with background noise or library quiet?
Library quiet, totally.
Something more relaxed, great. And we know you are living in Mexico. If you were to choose one other country different to Mexico, which country would you choose to live in?
To live in? Probably Spain. Yeah, because it's closer to home, the Netherlands, but it's still warm and sunny.
And are you an early bird or a night owl?
I'm a night owl.
That is great. And I love this one. What do you think is something people, especially family, misunderstand the most about your job?
What I said earlier, some people still or think I'm a translator, which is a fantastic profession, but it's not what I do.
If you have read a book in your history or recently read a book, is there one that you would recommend?
I always read two books at the same time. One, you know, literature, novel before going to bed, and something business related. And let's say on business related, I would say Drive by Daniel Pink. I think it is. It's about intrinsic motivation. I think it's very interesting.
Thank you so much. And let's assume now that we are extremely happy about this interview and you're going to choose a drink of your choice. Any type of drink, could be a hot drink, a cold drink, anything, to celebrate this amazing interview. What drink would you choose?
It's early morning, so I'm going to say a coffee now, but you can serve me a nice chilled rosé at the end of the day.
Great. Thank you so much. Of course, this has been a great conversation, a great interview. I would love to know if there is anything else you would like to tell your team, the industry, or people that are listening to this or watching this interview in the future.
Thank you for having me here, Eddie. And I'll just say, you know, shout out to everyone and congrats everyone, because I think we're in the best industry that there is.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Vera, for joining us in the hot seat. I hope you enjoy your time with us as much as we did. And now anyone else who feels that they could be part of this type of interviews, this amazing series of C-suite hot seats, please send us a message and we'll be able to have you here. And for the viewers or listeners, this is all for today. Thank you for watching or listening, and look out for the next episode that will be published as a video on Multilingual TV and as a podcast on the NIMSI website and Localization Today. Vera, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Eddie. Bye-bye.